Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Indeed.
Indeed. And look at how...
See how well?
Flawlessly. You
when I have it in front of me.
This.
When it's right, when I can look at it and reference it.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Joss, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And the living isn't so easy. I must finish a book. Right? And I, like, every day I say that to myself, and then I'll write, like, three paragraphs. I'm like, look at me, I'm amazing.
You are amazing.
Three whole paragraphs.
Yes, you
just
are
like,
amazing.
Just, like, you know, 390 pages to go.
Only that.
Now, it's coming along, readers. It's coming along.
That's so good. I'm so pleased.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it is my job, and I do try to show up for it.
Yes. I have a new job, which is much better.
Yes.
We talked about this, so...
But I remember listening to an interview on NPR about an author who was like 2 years late passing in her book. And the publisher wanted their advance back. And she was like, look, you can't force this. I'm an artist.
Uh-huh.
And as a, you know, writer from the romance world, commercial fiction, I'm like, oh, yes, you can force this.
Can force it.
Have you ever heard of Nora Roberts or Stephen King?
Yeah.
Sit down. Do your job.
Well, or give the money back.
Or give the money back.
Jeez.
You can't take money for a product
no.
that you did not
give
provide.
The money back. You can't do it.
So, we have an interesting letter this week, which I shall read.
Okay.
We're calling this A Friend, A Fiancé, and A Flame.
Yes.
Dear ladies, my best friend Lily, not her real name, is a wonderful friend. Helped me move cross-country, called every day and sent care packages when I was hospitalized, even took my mom to chemo. We've been best friends since middle school and are now in our late 20s. But recently we've had a situation. Lily is engaged to a wonderful guy, James. They've been together for 8 years. James and I have grown to be close friends as well, and I helped him pick the ring and plan the proposal. I was the first call when they got engaged, and Lily and I cried, and she asked me to be her maid of honor.
That's nice.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
We've both moved around a lot since high school, and I recently ended up in the same place as a family friend, Cedric, whom I suspected was interested in me for years. We started spending time together, and he confessed his feelings for me, which I reciprocated. Here's the twist. Cedric and Lily dated for 3 weeks in high school over a decade ago. Lily and her mom thought they'd get together when they were adults until James came along. Cedric and I always had a separate friendship, and his parents told me for years that they wanted me to be their daughter-in-law, a wish reiterated to me by his father while he was dying.
Wow.
We make a lot of sense as a couple, and because their history was so long ago and so brief, I didn't think it was an issue when we got closer. She was a little weird when I first mentioned him flirting with me about 8 years ago, but in subsequent infrequent mentions, she seems fine. After Cedric and I started dating, Lily congratulated me, but was distant. James called me a few days later and said I needed to talk to her because she's mad at both me and James. Me for dating her ex without thinking about her feelings, and James for taking her side. Okay, James is the fiancé.
Right.
Okay.
She's mad at the fiancé.
I didn't know there were sides. James doesn't understand why she's being possessive of Cedric. I understand that she had strong feelings, but I don't think I'm being unreasonable for dating him all this time later, and never in secret. Plus, I was upset that I heard it from James, and I told James that I couldn't bring it up because she'd be upset that he called me about this after, quote, taking my side, unquote, and feel like we're ganging up on her, which we would be or are.
Mm.
I don't know how to proceed. Outside of some mundane texts, I haven't talked to Lily or James since his call. Did I break girl code? Should I have asked for her permission before dating Cedric? Should I call Lily without bringing up James and ask her feelings on the matter? If she's honest about being upset, how do I proceed? Even if you guys agree that she's not being fair, I want to fix it, but apologizing would be disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm sure of is that I can't ally myself with James, and I made clear that we couldn't talk about this without Lily being privy. He's been respectful. I think he adjusted to our having furtive conversations when we were planning the engagement and needs to readjust to a new set of boundaries now that they are engaged. I know your expertise is female friendships, but I'll take your advice on him too. Additionally, I'm not willing to stop seeing Cedric. I don't know if this is forever, but finding an intelligent, handsome, thoughtful, family-oriented Jewish lawyer whom I really like and am attracted to isn't easy.
Oh, my God.
And it really hurts that she isn't happy for me, especially with how much she's needed me to find a partner over the years, especially with her wedding next year. We graduated high school a decade ago, and I feel like I'm regressing because of this situation. I'm having all these petty thoughts that I think will be banished when this is resolved. I want to ensure that all these relationships, James, Cedric, and most of all Lily, can move forward. And you guys always have such amazing advice. Much love. You can never really escape high school, can you?
Oh, this is so juicy.
This is juicy. This is juicy and complex.
It is.
And I'm going to go with the one honest conversation here.
Yeah, me too. I like that idea.
Yeah. I say talk to Lily about Cedric. Do not mention James.
No.
Say something like, I'm feeling a little distant from you, and mm-hmm. I get the impression it's about Cedric. Do you want to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah, I do like that. And that way, you know, you're talking about it. I agree with your assessment that you shouldn't apologize. That would be disingenuous.
Of course, right.
It has been 10 years. She was with him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was high school. Right. Like, yeah. What else is going on mm-hmm. there?
So if Lily says, no, I don't know what you're talking about, which is not an uncommon female reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise saying something like, are you sure? Because since I started dating him, you seemed a little distance between, you know, you and me. And I'd like to fix that. I'm your maid of honor. This mm-hmm. is such an exciting year.
Mm-hmm.
If she denies that there's any distance, let it go.
Yeah.
It has been spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Lily has been put on notice that mm-hmm. her behavior has been noted, seen.
Yes, yes.
And maybe she'll self-correct.
Yeah, I hope she will.
Mm-hmm.
If I were her boyfriend, I'd be kind of pissed. Like, why yeah. are you angry?
Right. You have me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the one who asked you to marry me. I'm your true love, we thought.
Right.
What's going on with this guy 10 years ago who right. you spent time with 3 weeks right. ago?
But James hasn't written to us.
No, James has not.
So.
Yeah.
Let's let James figure that out on his own.
He's going to have to.
Sorry, James.
Before they're married, James.
Yeah,
seriously.
James. but I want you to consider this too, high school. Is it because you have a new relationship during the time that she's engaged?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is she worried that your maid of honor duties are going to take
yes.
a back seat because you have a new relationship?
I like that.
Does she fear that you will get engaged before her day?
Oh, yeah.
And think, you know, you're upstaging her because some women are crazy.
They do
weddings
go crazy pants during the wedding
mm-hmm.
times. It's
mm-hmm.
all about me. I'm the princess.
You know,
it's my day.
I'm the bride.
Right.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
So if she's thinking like that you're overshadowing her brideship and the wedding.
Yeah.
If she's in this bridezilla mode, maybe it'll fade after the wedding.
Yeah.
But if that is the reason, just laugh it off.
Yeah.
Reassure her that you and Cedric just started dating
yeah.
and you're 100% here for her as maid of honor, and there's going to be so much fun planning
right.
the wedding.
Right. I like that. She can get a pass for that,
mm-hmm.
I think.
You know, it's this mysterious world
oh, yeah.
of weddings. I just went through it last year with the princess, who was sort of the non-bride
yeah.
bride.
Yeah.
She was just like, set it up, mommy, and I'll show up. You
yeah.
know? She cared about her dress,
mm-hmm.
and that was about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her dress was easy to find.
Yes.
But there, you know, I love watching all those Bridezilla shows and stuff.
Hello. Was I not a bride's minion all those years ago?
God,
I threw up
minion.
On my Marc Jacobs bag, and you
yeah.
laughed at me when I called
and
you about
you
it.
And you were doing dishes till 2 a.m.
I was cooking for
house.
People. I was driving around doing errands for the bride. I was
yeah.
a bride's minion.
Yeah, you were a bride's minion.
I was. It was horrible.
Right. And your friend who got married during that time is a lovely person.
You met her.
She's amazing.
She's beautiful. She's lovely. Has 3 kids.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And so,
she's, you know, educated, talented.
All the things.
Caring. But she was a bridezilla without even knowing
no
it.
No way. So we gave her a pass.
Yeah.
I gave her a pass. And you can do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would say, are you worried that, like, I'm not going to be as there for you as you want me to be, because I assure you, mm-hmm. we've been friends since middle school. Mm-hmm. I am there for you.
Mm-hmm.
That might put her at ease.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Another possibility.
Uh-huh.
Did something weird or nefarious happen between her and Cedric in high school?
Something.
Like, maybe he pressured her to have sex, or he cheated on her, or he broke up with her badly. Maybe there's something there.
Yeah.
You know? If she offers this up, you can listen and be compassionate and say something like, well, we've all grown a lot since high school, but I can see why it brought up some feelings for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
And then she'll be heard.
Right.
Right? You can be the judge of Cedric's character.
Yeah.
You know, you are an intelligent woman, and you seem to know how valuable friendship is, and, you know, that Cedric is a good guy.
Yes.
James is a good guy. But maybe there is something you should know about, you know? And maybe Lily is afraid to tell you, like, well, Cedric cheated on me on prom night or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's okay to, like, dig for that kind of information just to set her mind at ease.
Yeah, I mean, I would obviously let her bring it up.
Yeah.
But again, I think that saying something like, I've sensed this distance between us since I told you about Cedric and me dating.
Yeah.
You sure there's nothing there?
Right.
Let it, you know, let her guide the rest of the conversation. The other thing is, what if Cedric was the one who got away?
I think that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where my mind went.
And James is not Cedric.
He's runner-up.
And Cedric is bringing up all these feelings, and now he's dating her best friend.
Yeah, and all in her face,
right.
Being all fabulous and family-oriented and a Jewish lawyer. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's a unicorn. I get
right.
it.
And, you know, first love is so powerful.
It really is.
Oh, my God. And if this is the reason, she has bigger problems right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Because she's doubting her choice in James.
Yeah.
And that must be terrifying.
Right. I mean, yeah. Gosh. No, that's what I thought when I first read this. I was like, oh, she's a thing for Cedric. Like, Cedric was the one way back then.
Yeah.
And it was only 3 weeks, which she probably wanted it to be much longer. She wanted it to be forever.
Yeah. I mean, I think in that situation, we all know that at 18, you don't know what you want.
Right.
And if she and Cedric were meant to be, they would be.
They would.
And she and Cedric are not. She and James are.
Right.
But if she does cop to some feelings of jealousy because she was there first, or she's just having a hissy fit,
mm-hmm.
I would say be ultra mature.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I can understand that this feels weird.
Yes.
Because of the high school thing. But, you know, that was 10 years ago.
Right.
And you're crazy about James, and James is so awesome.
Right.
So, I mean, is there really a problem here, or is it just old feelings?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like she's going to call off her wedding and try and run away with Cedric.
Right.
So this is
One
just
hopes.
Sort of, oh, I mean, if she does, please write
please
to us
write
immediately.
Back.
I mean, immediately. So I'm thinking this is just really residuals
yeah.
that she never like had closure from that time
right.
10 years ago
right.
and she could use some closure.
Yes. Maybe, your well-worded question, you know,
mm-hmm.
can you talk about that some more?
Mm-hmm.
Will show someone her own immaturity
mm-hmm.
and sort of her silliness without it being confrontational,
mm-hmm.
without you saying, like, you should be over it. It was high school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no judgment. I
right.
mean, these things affect us differently. We all have
yeah.
to, like, be respectful of that. So no judgment.
Yeah.
We just want to get her to get it off her chest, right.
right? And if she's a really good friend,
yeah.
then she will talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Or she will acknowledge that, like, this is awkward and embarrassing. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Then let it lie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely agree with Joss. Don't defend dating him. She's engaged to someone
mm-hmm.
else. If she hasn't moved on, then she has big problems.
Bigger issues to deal with.
And if she's going to end your friendship because you're dating a flame from high school that lasted 3 weeks.
Seriously?
There is nothing you can do.
Really?
She is not the person you thought.
Right, which would be much more devastating from my point of view. That would be much worse than just having her, like, have a little weird feelings about this. If she really does go through was saying, I can't believe
you stabbed me in the back like this.
I know. What does she want you to do, to break up with this unicorn?
Right.
You can't break up with the unicorn.
Don't break up with the unicorn.
My God.
And I would also, high school, I would also be very cautious in what I told Cedric about this situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to drag him into this situation. You know, if she says something like, well, you know, Cedric really broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then you can say, so I was talking to Lily and, you know, mm-hmm. I just want to know, how did you guys end your relationship? No, I was there, but, you know, maybe there's something that an 18-year-old callow youth did that he would like to acknowledge, apologize for. I don't know. I'm just, you know, trying to cover all these bases. But if he dumped her on prom night and left her sobbing in the corner and you were unaware of all this,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that's something that your best friend wants to tell you.
Right. Or maybe he dumped her because he was in love with you.
Ooh,
high school.
That sounds like a...
Oh my God, you have to get all the info, right? You must get all the info so we can know.
I know. I really want to hear that. But I will tell you, there was a situation involving two friends of mine. One dated this very nice man. Let's call him Alan.
Okay.
She dated Alan a little bit, and it just didn't really click.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan dated another woman who didn't know at the time that he had dated one of her friends.
I see.
An acquaintance, mm-hmm. let's say. And Alan and the second woman are very happy together. They're partners. Mm-hmm. They'll probably get married someday. But it was weird for my first friend to see
right
Alan with this other woman that she kind of knew.
Right.
And she feels like, you know, oh, he was definitely so right for this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
He could not, like, scrape me from his shoes fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was anything ill-intentioned there.
Yeah.
But it is still weird for her.
Yeah.
You know, and there are occasions when they rub elbows together. And so there is this guy that she dated with someone else. She's also with someone else now, mm-hmm. too. But it is just a little weird, that feeling like you rejected me once.
Yeah.
It wasn't a heartbreaker.
Right.
But you picked her over me.
Right.
And
right.
that's a knowledge you can't really escape from.
Yeah, I think, too, because there's no truly logical reason for it. It's about, like, timing and, you know, cosmic stuff aligning,
mm-hmm.
and you meet this great person,
right?
And sure, you have family stuff in common and all that stuff in common, but something really does click. And it's hard for a lot of people to, you know, sort of see that just because they rejected you, it's not really you. It doesn't have anything to do with you. And it's not something that you could have changed or
right.
done differently.
Right.
Or it's like this cosmic, like the world, the
it's
stars align.
It's chemistry.
It is.
It's personality.
Yes.
You know, I know both of these women, and I will say that Alan chose very well.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the women are very good friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how each woman is connected, is through me.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan and the woman he's with now, they are perfect together. And it would not have worked out with the first woman he was
right.
dating. It just,
right.
you know, they're not a match.
Right.
And I think a few dates was enough to tell them both that,
right.
you know,
it's not going to work.
We're just not that into each other. Or we really like each other, but they're just... There's not something there.
There's something is missing, like when Harry met Sally.
Right.
Remember, Sally is sobbing all over Harry's sweater.
Yeah.
Because her first boyfriend, who she lived with, got married so soon after they
mm-hmm.
broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, do you want him back? And she was like, no.
No.
But she was
right.
still sobbing.
Yeah.
So I get
yeah.
that. I do get it.
Right, right. It's just the idea that, you know, there was someone else in the wings.
Yeah.
For this Alan person and
yeah.
for Cedric. You
yeah.
know, maybe he was always in love with you.
Mm.
Maybe he waited so long because you were Lily's friend.
Yeah.
But this is Lily's to straighten out.
Yeah.
And I think that as her dear, longtime friend,
yeah,
you have to set up a moment for her to express herself.
Right.
And especially as her maid of honor.
Yeah.
You know. So I hope that was good advice.
Yes.
I hope something on there clicks and Lily says, you know what, I'm being an ass.
Please.
So sorry.
Write back and spill all the tea.
You have to write back. We will track you down. We will show up at Lily's wedding. We must know.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.